This is Matt Wells at UN News. The views of women and girls are crucial to the future of countries like Niger, which has been described as being on the cusp of hope and despair. That's according to the Minister for Foreign Affairs of Sweden, Margot Wallström, who was talking to UN News in Danja, a village in the west of the Sahelian country. Ms. Wallström took part in a high-level joint United Nations African Union mission to Niger and Chad, which was led by the UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohamed. The mission focused on women, peace and security and comes ahead of a Security Council briefing on Tuesday on peace and security in Africa, in particular the Sahel region. As President of the Security Council, the Swedish minister will preside over the meeting. Daniel Dickinson asked her about the importance of seeing conditions in the field for themselves.
It is important to listen to these women and girls, their stories, their experience and their ideas also for the future. Because I think we are in countries that are in between despair and hope. And we can see also what it means for everyday life of women and girls if there is no access to education, if they cannot get basic health care, if they cannot find food and water enough to feed themselves and their families. And it also affects, of course, the next generation, and all these ambitious goals that we have in Agenda 2030 cannot be reached without 50% of the population being fully involved. And I think also from a security point of view, women are absolutely crucial, and we see it coming very, very close up in Niger and Chad.
And of course, you met a young woman who survived involvement with a terrorist group, Boko Haram. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, this was a young girl married away at 15. Her husband then being recruited by Boko Haram. And she had to follow him first to settle on one of the small islands in the Lake Chad region and then be trained to become a suicide bomber. And she lost both her legs. She lost two of her friends, both girls as well, in that attack. And now, of course, she was a victim of all of this, because what we have learned about Boko Haram is that now a majority of the suicide bombers are girls, because they have also learned the role of women, that they are seen as innocent and they will not be searched and all of that. So now they are also a very important part of the whole security, in the security context, and we have to fully understand that. So it was an important story, and she, with her life story, captures so much of what is going on here right now. Remember also that the budget of this country, a big proportion of the budget goes to security arrangements that should go to basic education for all girls, for all children, and also to healthcare and investing in energy systems and infrastructure.
It was quite an emotional meeting with that young woman, wasn't it?
It is, because I recognize it from previous visits that I made as an SRSG on sexual violence in war and conflict. When you meet these girls, they feel guilty, they feel shameful. They feel that it is their fault in a way, and it is important to tell them that the first thing you do, to say that it's not your fault. You're an innocent victim of all of this, and of course they have to be helped to come back to some kind of normal life.
Why are women so important to ensuring peace and security?
Because women are often the backbones of their families and their villages and their countries, of course. They are the ones who carry so many burdens. First of all, they carry children, they carry water, they carry firewood, they carry responsibility, they carry produce to the market, but they should not have to carry shame for having been a victim of Boko Haram or for having been raped or what have you. But they're also exposed to so many of these, the worst of phenomena that we have, like child marriages, that they get married away before they're even 15. And in this country, in Niger, they give birth to, on average, more than 7 children. So, you know, how can you fight poverty? How can you get development if that is the case? They cannot go to school, they cannot contribute as they as to represent their full potential.
You've been part of this very high-level delegation, the joint mission of the African Union and the United Nations, and obviously you represent Sweden. What sort of message do you think that has sent to the governments in Niger and Chad, and by extension the wider region?
I hope it has sent a message of solidarity. I hope it has sent a clear message of what we want also, those of us who contribute with financing, that we want to see that they are more effective in fighting child marriages, for example, that they truly invest in education and sort of the basic services that build the society. And we come as human beings and as fellow women and sisters also from all over the world. And it's great to be with so many African sisters here. And of course, they can speak in this case the local language, and they will immediately be understood. But I think also they hear me when I say that we were once a poor country as well, and change is possible. So it has been absolutely magnificent, and I think it creates an example, and they are role models, Amina Mohammed and all the other women in this delegation.
Sweden has played a very important role internationally in promoting women, peace and security. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, it has been part of our main priorities for serving on the Security Council. So at every opportunity we've had, we've asked, where are the women? Are they mentioned in resolutions? Are they there as peacekeepers? Are they there as peace mediators and negotiators? And insisted on this also being in the structures of the UN system. So we hope that it will live on, and we are trying to make an example so that it will live on in the UN system as well.
You'll be addressing the Security Council on Tuesday. You'll be talking about your trip. What's going to be your main message?
Well, the main message is really to demonstrate the nexus between, in this case also, terrorism and the security situation and humanitarian assistance and development, and the role that women play in all of these areas and how important they are, but also to actually bring some of these stories and the concrete cases that we have to the rest of the Security Council.